see you.
Yeah, I know it's been a while. I'm sorry about that. I mean, you know, Mom and Dad, if they found out I was over here. Look, I'm sorry. Can I please talk to you? No, yeah, I get that you're busy, and you're probably mad at me or whatever. You know, feeling betrayed. I do get it. I do. It's just, I mean, I'm your little sister, and please, I was wondering if you could help me. May I please come in? Okay, thanks. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so, I mean, I don't know how to start, really. No, I'm okay. It's nothing, really. I mean, I don't think it is. Okay, well, I guess I'll just start from the beginning. So, the other day, I asked Mom and Dad if I could go to this party these guys were having off campus, you know? Yeah, well, of course they said no. I mean, they got all suspicious because I couldn't answer their questions about who was throwing it. Because, you know, I didn't really know them. The hosts or whatever. Yeah, I mean, it was just like a party and I wanted to go, you know? I had heard about it and I don't know. I mean, just to see. You know, I hadn't really been to a college party yet, so I was just curious, that's all. Anyways, I mean, they kind of dragged you into it. Yeah, you. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just, look, they said that if I wanted them to keep paying for college, then I wasn't allowed to go to parties like that. Well, about you, I mean, that's what got you into trouble, right? The parties? I mean, they don't want me to repeat your mistakes, I guess. I mean, no. Well, I mean, not mistakes. You know what I mean. They don't want me to be like, oh my god, fuck. This is coming out wrong. I'm sorry. I don't know. Fuck. I mean, I don't mean to hurt your feelings or dig up all that stuff again. Fuck, dude. You know, this is a great apartment. No, I know it's just a studio, but it must be nice to be independent like this, you know? I just want to go to college, you know? I know we've had our differences, but we're sisters, right? I know I'm being weird. You make me really nervous. I don't know. Hey, is there somewhere I can sit down? The bed? Okay, thanks. Okay. So, the party I was talking about earlier. That was last night, and I kind of snuck out and went anyway. What? Proud of me? Why? I just really wanted to go, you know? No, of course they don't know. They think I was a good girl sleeping in my room all night. But wait, let me just finish, okay? Please? Okay, so I got there, and I was wearing this dress that Mom and Dad don't know about. I mean, yeah, this one. it's kind of short. I mean, it's above my knees. So, I am not. Stop it. This is serious. So, I didn't really know anybody there, but they let me in because they thought I was cute. Uh-uh. No, I didn't go with anyone. I know, but sis, listen, just listen. I found somebody. Yeah. I met this girl, you know, and she was really nice. Actually, I don't really remember her name. Really, I don't think that she mentioned it. I mean, yeah, well, this is what I'm trying to tell you. She said she was there by herself, too, and we just kind of hung out together. We just decided to be, like, party buddies, you know, look out for each other. And that's a thing, right? See? I'm not a complete idiot, you know? Anyway, we danced with a couple of guys, and she was really great because she told them to back off because they were being kind of handsy, you know, like Roman hands, Russian fingers, right? Sorry. No, I'm okay. No, it was fine. I mean, she was kind of like aggressive about it to the guys. I mean, like she was really protective of me. You know, it was a little weird. And after that, we ended up getting some drinks. No, I know. She was right there with me the whole time. I only had a couple of wine coolers. I think. Yeah, well, this is where it gets, embarrassing. Because after that, I don't really remember what happened, okay? I just remember being really sleepy. And, I mean, I must have fallen asleep on the couch or something, because all I remember was waking up later, and I was in one of the bedrooms on a bed. I could still hear the music outside the door, so the party was still going on. But what was weird was that I was sore. You know, down there. And when I looked, I was kind of bleeding. My panties had drops of blood on them. It was just a little bit. But they were also kind of like, I don't know, damp from something else too. Not blood. What? What does that look? I mean, I know all this sounds pretty bad, and, you know, Mom and Dad were right. I shouldn't have even been there, but I think I got really lucky, actually, because you know what I think happened? I think that it must have been because I'm anemic. What? I'm serious. I think I must have gotten my period and passed out because I was, you know, like, drinking, and I'm super not used to that, and I just didn't have enough iron, you know? It's always like this around this, you know, time of the month. Anyway, at first I wasn't sure because it didn't really feel like a period. Like, the cramps were so different. I'm still just really sore, but you know how it is. I mean, sometimes it's bad, and then sometimes it's not, you know? And I mean, for me, it never really seems to follow a schedule or anything. It's kind of irregular. Even though I do usually get some warning, but that is so embarrassing, right? Can you believe that happened to me? God. Oh, I'm just lucky, thankful that I had a party buddy. She was so sweet. She must have taken me to the room and put me in the bed, you know, looking out for me. But God, she must have thought I was such a loser, passing out from just a couple of drinks. Like, such a lightweight, but, you know, crisis averted, right? Thank goodness. Oh my God. Could you imagine what could have happened? I mean, phew. Ugh. It was really weird. Like, when I got up off the bed, I had a bit of a headache and my legs were sore too. You know, a little shaky. I don't know. This one hit me really hard, I guess. It was a really wild party. Hey, do you know what else I saw? Well, I was rushing to get out of there. And as I'm leaving, I look over on the floor to see if I left anything on the floor of the bedroom. And I see it was one of those, like, obnoxious rubber dildos. You know, sex toy, I guess. What? Look, I'm still a virgin. I don't know about all these things like you do. I mean, it just looked like it made me laugh. It's like a really big penis with balls and everything just laying on the floor only. I mean, it looked like it was attached to, like, straps or something. Like some kind of harness. I don't know. It was really weird. And it looks, like, dirty. Like it had these brown spots on it or something. Like, ugh. Huh? Yeah, I mean, brownish red, I guess. Why? I don't know, just kind of all over it. Smeared all over it. It was really fucking gross. I mean, this thing was just laying there on the floor. Ugh. Right? Anyways, as I left, nobody seemed to even notice that I was in there, that I had been in there. You know, I tried to look for my party buddy real quick, just to thank her, but I didn't see her. And, I mean, really, I was so embarrassed that I just wanted to leave. I mean, bleeding and sore all over, and I just didn't feel very good. And so I left. And you know what, sister of mine? I'm totally never doing that again. I really learned my lesson. Mom and Dad were really correct, you know, for once. I'm never going to go to a party like that again. Like, I really could have gotten into real trouble. Can you imagine? What? What? What's wrong? Why are you looking at me like that? I don't remember. Honestly, I don't, but that must have been what happened, right? Oh, yeah, I don't know where I got these bruises on my legs. They're weird, aren't they? Like, one of them's on my thigh, like, on the inside of my knee. I don't know where I got them. I don't think that I had them before. I must have, like, bumped into something. And, and I always bruise easy. Anemia makes you bruise easy, right? So, that makes sense. Oh, my hair, too? Like, I don't know. Something happened because it feels like when I run my fingers through it, my scalp kind of hurts. I mean, like, ow. What the hell? I don't know. I mean, I guess I must have slept on it wrong. That makes sense, too, actually, because I wasn't in my own bed at home. Cramps. My cramps? Oh, yeah, my pussy still hurts. I don't know, I was really sore. I'm not bleeding anymore, though. It's almost like I was just spotting, like a false alarm. Or mid-cycle spotting, I think. Anyway. I am really relieved just to tell someone about this. You get it, right? Right, sis? You won't tell Mom and Dad, will you? Oh, thank God. Because this girl is definitely scared straight. I mean, when I think about what could have happened, I guess I just wish I could remember everything, you know? It's kind of creepy. What are you talking about? What? What do you mean I'm being stupid? No. No. That's not possible. Of course I'm still a virgin. I was just anemic is all. I had an anemia attack and I passed out. And what about her? What about my party buddy? Drugged me? What are you saying? What the fuck is a strap on? I mean, oh. That dildo. Okay, on the floor. No. No way. You think that she used that No, she couldn't have. I don't believe it. No, but What kind of a person would do that? What kind of a girl would do that? I mean, but why? Why would she do that? I mean, yeah, I know dried blood turns reddish brown, but no. 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 I mean, no. I just think that you've got it wrong. I'm just about to have my period, or... Look, she was really nice, and you weren't there. She kept me safe from the guys. You know, she was with me the whole time. She was really sweet, and there's just no way. Huh? Help me remember. Okay, but how? Oh my gosh, please explain. What is sense memory? I don't know. Step by step. Okay, well, yeah, I do want to remember, I think. I just know you're wrong. Okay. Well, I was just sitting on the couch in the living room, I think, and I guess I passed out. I don't know, I vaguely remember her helping me into the bedroom. Yeah. Yeah, I do remember now. She was really nice. She had a pretty smile. She even gave me, like, a kiss on my cheek and said that she was going to take care of me. And what? Reenact it? But how? And why? Really? You really think that I might remember more? Okay. That kind of makes sense. So what, you want to kiss me on the cheek? wow, okay. I was kidding about that, but... No, it's... I mean, I guess it's okay. Go ahead. Yeah, she was really close to me, like this. How did she... Yeah, I mean, she said it just like, she said... I'm gonna take care of you, okay? Yeah, like that. And then she kissed me on the cheek. Wow. Yeah, I remember that now. She totally did that. Kind of inappropriate, huh? I mean, maybe she... I'm sure she didn't mean anything by it. But I remember I was kind of turned on to... But I'm not lesbian. Can you imagine? Mom and Dad would hit the roof. I mean, but... I don't know. I mean, she was cute. It was weird. Did she kiss me? Now that I think about it, maybe? Wait. What are you doing? Whoa. Why did you do that to me? You're my sister. Oh. Right, the sense memory. Yeah, I remember now. She did kiss me. She did. Come to think about it, I mean, she was really aggressive about it. Like, she used her tongue and everything. Yeah, I'm starting to remember. I think she took me to the bedroom and closed the door, and then she sat me down on the bed. Yeah, kind of like this, I guess. I remember I was so out of it, but I think that I remember her smell. I definitely remember that she had a smell. Like, and I was really wet, I think. And we were warm and sweaty from dancing, and she just... Well, she pushed me onto my stomach. Yeah, kind of like that. I mean, just like that, I think. And then I think she grabbed my hair and pulled my head up. Ow! Hey, that hurts. Yes. I think that's why my scalp hurts now. I get it. Oh, I remember. Fuck. Next, I think she was pushing her hand up my skirt. Oh my god. I remember. Hey, yes, just like that. Ow. Oh. And then she pulled my panties down. She just yanked them off of me. Off my legs. And God, she wasn't nice. She wasn't nice at all. Hey. Stop it, please. Wait, I don't want to remember anymore, please. Look, I appreciate it. I'm just trying to be a good sister, but look, I don't want to remember anymore. What happened next? I don't want to. I don't want to say it. Ow! Wait, stop! Ow! Please stop pulling my hair. Stop it. Okay. She turned me over next onto my back, and I was so out of it that I just let her do it, and yeah, just like that, and then she grabbed my thighs and spread them apart. Just she wasn't gentle, and it's weird. She was really strong for being a girl, kind of small, and she squeezed them so hard in my legs. Ow! Yes, right there. Ow. Yeah, I get it. It's where the bruises came from, I guess. Oh, please stop this. You're kind of scaring me, okay? But I don't want to remember anymore. I don't, please. I get it, okay? Look, you're probably right. Can we stop now, please? Can you stop? Ow! Okay. Fuck. Come on. Okay, so somehow from somewhere she got this thing, this huge dildo with strap on. I mean, maybe she got it out of a drawer or something, like she knew it was there, huh? Anyway, she put it on while I was barely awake, but I could still see her, and I, oh god, she was coming at me with that huge thing strapped around her waist, and I felt really scared, so scared. And look, I'm still scared. Please, you're scaring me. Please, look, please don't do this to me. Please, I'm your little sister. I'm really sore. Don't do that. Please don't stick your fingers in me. I don't want you to do this. Please don't. No, no. Ow, 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 oh my God. Fingers out of me, please. Please. Get off of me, please. Please. Mm-hmm. remember everything now. She didn't even care about getting off herself. She just left me there. Fuck, I think I even heard her laughing at me. She just dropped that thing on the floor and left. I wonder I didn't find her afterwards. God, I'll probably never find her, huh? Oh, fuck. Sis, what do you think I should do? Mom and Dad can't know. And I can't go to the police. I don't think I could show my face on campus again. I mean, I'd be too humiliated. I'd be afraid that everybody knows. And I, what if I see her again? I just, oh my God, am I, fuck. Does this make me a slut? Am I a slut now? Do I need, like, some kind of therapy? No, I'm serious. Stop laughing at me. Should I, like, fuck, I could start going to church again and, you know, repent or something. Go to confession. I mean, maybe I could, would you ever consider, I could move in with you? Can you help me? What do? Please. Please, sis, what should I do? What should I do?